is going. We're talking about different forms of paying attention. Paying attention, waking up. So we're talking about different things in our day-to-day lives that we take for granted, don't even pay attention to. Whether it be the tree, whether it be the wildlife around us, whether it be our own bodies. Kamavan, we need it. He's doing this in current events also. The world is set up not to be misguided in anything. Here, it's bits and pieces of information. The person could be very knowledgeable, but it could be not a person. A machine has more knowledge than we do. At least some of them do. They know a tremendous amount, but they're not a person. They don't do anything with it other than storing up information and spitting it out. And people go through their lives being like machines. It's not that the machines are getting more close to the humans, and the humans are getting more close to the machines. That's the problem of the generation. Machines are all very far away from humans. But we get trained to just be overwhelmed with a plethora of information and not have any time to process it. A friend of mine was a Mashiach. He had a camp for me once years ago. That used to be that people weren't exposed to that much. They lived in a little village. And happenings happened in the village. Didn't know what was going on in the whole world. So somebody, one of the sons was this, young, let's say. It was a whole big deal. Everybody got worked up and felt terrible. You know, today we're exposed to so much. Another person died. You know, it's, every day you're exposed to what's going on in not only your town, the whole country, and the whole world. We become numbed. Become numbed by it. Become numbed by the tragedies that happen. Become numbed by the chasodim that we see also. And the idea of this burden is, it's not just to pay attention. Ooh, there's a wonderful tree out there. Oh, my God, that is more complex than I thought it was. Yeah, that is very interesting. What we're working on to be this burden means, not just to pay attention, to have more information. Oh, I thought there's only 100 cells in the brain, and now I found out there's 100 billion cells. Oh, that's a lot more. It's very exciting, very nice. Okay, and some other information found. Oh. The leaves of the tree look so pretty. Machines that convert solar energy into all kind of wonderful things. Very, very nice. But that's not the brilliance we're talking about, because amassing information is pleasant for the curious mind. You have a certain state of curiosity. But life is not about just satisfying a curiosity. Life is about transforming the way we look at life. What we're talking about in these burdens before about the amazing creation that Hashem has made for me makes me appreciate how much I am in the hands of Hashem, how much Hashem is caring for me, how Hashem has made such a pleasant, beautiful world for me in such a complex fashion. That is supposed to be something that brings in a certain result. It makes me aware there is an interaction between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the finest possible way, most caring possible way. That should arouse me to do my side of the relationship between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me all these amazing things which he didn't have to do. He could have made life much more simple. He could have made us without eyes and without ears and without noses. But he wanted us to have everything in the most pleasant fashion. With all the complexities that every one of those parts of our body, very, very complex things. Talking. You have a few strings over there. And it'll be a throat and stomach. A whole conversation can be had. Try to get your guitar to start talking. It's a little more kind. I haven't come up with one yet. But that's what Hashem gave us, will be failing for. Come about me, to use them properly. So the idea of this bonus that we're saying is, it's making us, taking ourselves out of the world that's just full of information. And that's all the world is about. More and more information. Which is the way the world is going nowadays. It's getting worse and worse. The people are just processing more information. They're not processing, they're just hearing more and more information. And they're never processing it. They have no time to even do it. Remember when Malinowitz, if I look up, gave me an article years ago from a guy who wrote it about the problem, one of the problems that the guy was writing about on the internet is that stuff in the fashion that you go into a site, and you're always exposed to a link to another site, to a third site, a fourth site. So basically, it trains you not to think. It trains you to be superficial. Oh, this is interesting. What's interesting? I never practice the first thing. We're not jumping around to 10 other things. It's the way we're defining today is amassing information instead of using the information, processing the information to change my worldview. That's the godless of us. Every Jew has that ability to pull ourselves out. Avram Avinu, Avram HaIvri, that is just what a Jew is. The whole world is on one side and we're on a different side. But what makes us different from everybody else is because we have a different way of approaching life. Unfortunately, the Yetzer Hara and the Achas HaYomim has come with all kinds of tricks to make even a very fine from Jew totally detached from Ivri. He's just part of the rest of the world that masses information. Interesting, very terrible, good, bad, but nothing. Doesn't make any difference to us. And especially what we're talking about today is especially in hard times. When we're going through these hard times, we have to practice it. Imagine what happened in the time of Hashmonaim. There were a lot of Jews out there that were just processing information. Yeah, another decree from the Romans against the religion. Yeah, another victory for the Romans, they're getting more powerful. And yeah, oh, without having a thought of what am I supposed to do? I mean, it's born and the fact that there is a deep personal connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and me, and a deep personal connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. But there were those Jews that factor was not focused on. And the Mela, the information was rolling in. To be a Jew is impossible. The one who is controlling the world now is Greece. They're the powerful people. And just everybody else changes the mind frame to Greek mind frame. So I guess, why should we be different than everybody else? They were Yechidim and Klal Yisrael, that they were well prepared. They had to be well prepared for that. We're not spoiled from what the whole world thinks or what's going on in the world as a Goyish format of, okay, this is what's happening to the world, I'm going to be part of it. We realize that we are more powerful than the most powerful leader of the world. The Greeks may be controlling the entire world, but not us. Because through our blindness, we realize that our life, the life of a Jew, is a different type of life than the life of anybody else. We are non-stop, 24/7, interacting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a special Hashgacha of Klal Yisrael. He's waiting for us to show him that we got the message. We realize there's something special, and we're going to take advantage of the graces we have. We didn't realize that we have the koyach of Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, which today is Tshuva. It says in the Shash of Avodah, they did not appreciate the Beis HaMikdash. If they would appreciate the power of the Beis HaMikdash should do everything. Just go there and doubt and bring your kabbalah the way you should. And these Greeks are going to fade out of history. But the masses, or not masses, whatever you want to call them, a large part of Klal Yisrael, did not get that message. And maybe that caused the power of Greece to affect the Jewish people. Greece could have taken over the whole world and never come to Israel. The fact that it came to Israel is because we diminished the koyach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What do you mean we could diminish the cause of the cross? Yes, we can. That's the way Hashem set up the world. You see, every day in Hodo, a pasuk from Tehillim. Tenu oiz ve'el Elokim. Give strength to Hashem. What do you mean give strength to Hashem? Hashem needs us. He's more powerful than us. Yes, that's the way Hashem set up the world. If we recognize our keshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we develop it, we realize we have the power of tefillah, and it's hard in our day and age to stay focused on anything. Is anybody with me, by the way, now? Yeah. Yes, I have to make sure I'm with myself. But it's hard. Tefillah is not an easy thing. Especially if it's the first time in your life you're davening, it's much easier. But if you have a bad habit of floating around for many years, it's very hard to break the habit. It's harder than stopping smoking. Yeah. But it's something that we have to make a concerted effort to make an improvement, make a dent in it. That's what Hashem wants. Especially at the times that are challenging. That's what God revealed to us. To be misguided, if the time is challenging, it's because Hashem wants us to strengthen something we're not strengthening enough. We're falling into that information gathering mind frame of the world. Hashem is shaking us up, please don't be like that. The world is not going on its natural course. That's what Hashem is doing to us. And whenever you think things are calming down, they just flare up again. It's all for our benefit. It's all for our benefit. A line which was established to me not so long ago, it was a long time ago, but I didn't think about it, is how important it is, or how terrible it is, what some people say, you have to focus on the good. That statement is clear. What do you mean you have to focus on the good? That means that most of the stuff is bad, but forgive Hashem for 70% of the time being terrible, and for 30% of the time it's good, be happy. It's a hard thing to demand from anybody to do. And it's not real. It can't be real about it. I mean, maybe somebody's going to sit in the Madrid. But the worst part about it, it's not true. It's not true. Stored enough taught us that. And the truth is, Yaakov Vino taught us that. Eish Miko, everything's under control. I don't mean anything. What does it mean, anything? Because they felt, they lived their lives. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what do you mean? But what about all those hard things? If somebody believes that Hashem has a wonderful track record, and He really created us only for our benefit, and He chose us from all the nations to be the only nation, the only nation that's going to form our eternal Keshe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then when a challenging thing comes up, you realize this is not something bad. Something we must vow that we should get past. It should stop. In the meantime, it's something given, tailored, designed for me to use it to grow from. So it's true, it's a challenge, it's hard, painful, whatever it may be. It's an obstacle course I have to go through. But I'm going to gain tremendous amount from it, so it's not bad. Lo iroro, yato imodi. I'm not going to be afraid of a bad thing happening. What will happen, I don't know. But something to find as bad. I was speaking to a buffer, I said, how long are you planning to live? He was a little bit shocked by my question. I said, don't pick another, don't be embarrassed. 120 years. So I said, I'm planning to live for eternity. I'm planning to be in this world for, let's say, 100 years, 120 years. That's only a small part of my existence. What I'm trying to tell him is that we're here for eternity, but we have a short period of time to take advantage of, that we should deserve a wonderful eternity. If we blow it over here, so if you think of that, wow, I have this opportunity to invest in eternity, that's a different story than, oh boy, Mitzvah's Nefesh, I want to do this, and I can't do it because the religion tells me nothing. No, I'm not telling you to torture yourself. I'm telling you to invest properly. And if you do it right, you'll feel good about it also. So anyway, that's what I was saying to you. When we have a situation, we have to be going, this is an abnormal situation. Hashem is talking to us. Hashem wants us, not just the mass information, it should touch us. This week we had different types of things happening. I tell the truth, I felt a little bit embarrassed about myself. Maybe I'm saying it wasn't hard about myself. We had, Baruch Hashem, a whole bunch of hostages. I don't know the exact numbers, whatever it is, but a nice amount of Jewish hostages were freed. And somehow inside is a feeling, okay, very good, but you know what the price it was, and well, that's even, that I'm not at that level, Baruch Hashem. But you know how many are left behind, you know, they're giving out the ones that are not torturing so much, the ones that are suffering 100 times more inside. It's all true. But do we really feel a feel of Haidah, Takodesh Baruch Hu, each individual that was freed? Do we feel for the happiness of a parent, of a child, or whoever relatives, whose relatives was free, or we just say, no, we want more. Or we like that child who wants 2 scoops of ice cream, and we guess 1 scoop is just putting out a temper tantrum, not even paying attention to the fact that I got a scoop of ice cream. So it's part of the misbelief that it is Hashgacha. It wasn't something that one could have predicted in advance that anyone could come out of it alive. It looked like in the beginning that zero chance of anybody coming out. Unless you really believe that the army here is going to do some super acrobatics, which whoever believed that in the first day of the war, 30 days or 40 days into the war, so it wasn't happening. However it happened, it was Hashgacha that a certain amount, we're not getting involved in how it was done, was it right, wrong? It's not an Indian, but the Ramayana, certain good things happen to Jews. Hashem wants us to feel more for one another. That's what makes a great Jew. Doesn't mean that I have to go and drop everything, leave my family, and go search for hostages. What kind of other silly things that people are doing? I have to be good to my family, I have to be good to myself, but I have to pay attention to what's happening and react to it in the right fashion. And that's the way we grow. The more Jew is a Klal Yisrael Jew in your Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you'll be a stronger person in your Bakosh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, for the remaining. If you build up the sensitivity to others, so your tefillah for the ones that are still in captivity will be a more powerful tefillah also, because you're with them in both situations. It's wrapped at the pasuk, which somebody else said it too, I don't remember exactly what the pasuk. It's basically, the state of the pasuk is that I'm going to be Moitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he's going to take care of my enemies. And the Chazal point out that the order of a ram, should say, when it takes care of the enemies, Moitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chazal reveals to us that no, the fact that we are more Moitz HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that makes a closeness to us, which causes the enemies to fall. So that's the story. We talked about his boyness, and today we're saying his boyness doesn't just mean pay more attention to more things. If you were looking at 5 sites, now look at 10 sites. We're not talking about that. Yeah. Not amassing more information. His boyness means to process information, to see what's behind information, whether it's the chasadim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, which we're talking about the past weeks, or whether the current events. Not just putting information and remaining like a stone or like a machine. Just feeling, I feel it's not to be depressed. Hashem wants us to be happy. We have to be happy. We have to be good spirits. But feel it's sad to the point that it pushes me to do a little bit more, to make a change. Make a change. And a little change for us is a big change for Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what happens in the times of the Chash Manoim, which we will be celebrating so beautifully. Next week in Yitz Hashem, people were just watching what was happening, they were observing, and the observers became non-observers of Yiddish guys. Because they observed this is what's happening to the world, what can we do? The Almudom is invited and realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested us with the most powerful Koyach in the world. Koyach of Tefillah, Koyach of Torah, Mitzvahs, that connects us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's more powerful than anything else in the world. And if this is what's happening, the call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us to appreciate more, take more advantage of what we're doing, which is exactly what the Chazal says it was. The whole thing came about, so we should appreciate the koyach of avodah that we had then. So now we're once again we're in the pre-Yeshua stage. The next that's going to happen eventually to take us out of the world is going to happen. But now Hashem is giving us messages. Appreciate your koyach, take advantage, make a change. Make a change in your tefillah, make a change in your limudatur, to be a seat in the time, make it more serious. I'm not talking about somebody decided I'm quitting my job and I'm going full time. I'm talking about a few minutes here, a few minutes there. I want to take advantage of my time better so I can do the tailors for all you, sir.
Okay.
Should be ready for me, Mr. Shin. To appreciate our greatness. And the greatness is the fact that we're not a nation that a bunch of individuals that are disconnected from another. I was saying, somebody saying this year, became very popular, which is a missing point. Even if we have to separate from this secular world, because it's not healthy for us as much as we can come about it. If we can, we're not part of that thing. But it doesn't mean that we don't care about the well-being of every Jew, no matter how secular he is. So it's a time of chizik, a time of, yeah. It's amazing how close Jews are to the talk of the Shavuot, which means we're also close. So someone told me on Friday, he met with 2 people. They were on one of these kibbutzim that were attacked on December 3rd. You have to understand, the people that grew up in these kibbutzim, they were so detached from religion. They had no idea. I'm just a Jewish individual. The youth growing up, they had no idea of the basics of anything. And they were there, 2 friends, had ammunition. And they see these guys running around, shooting around, whatever they were doing. And they told this friend of mine, they said, you should know, we didn't know what to do with ourselves. And we said, if she saved us, we're going to be Shem HaShabbos. Hashem. Shem HaShabbos. Shem HaShabbos is what these primitive Meshugoyim do. Anyway, somehow, the story that they said was that immediately after, or shortly after they said the statement, the ones that were running around the whole place got distracted from their area and went to the other direction. They went up. They survived. And now being Shem HaShabbos. There's two amazing things about this story. I don't. The miracles is keep it for the miracle people. I'm not into miracles, but I believe in them. But it doesn't help us if it was a miracle. We don't do things because of miracles. Number one shows how close Jews are to Yiddish guys. The same guy that who knows not so long ago looked at anybody that's from the Shabbos, somebody destroying the whole economy, the whole society of Israel, primitives. At the first thing, what a progressive 21st century, what he drank a cup of, not working on Shabbos, not being able to go to the beach and watch movies, and blah, 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 blah. And suddenly, it falls in their head that you want to be safe, I'm going to be showing you Shabbos, make it safe. My kesha. Hello, what you see then in Chanami, deep down every Jew, no matter how far he is. People that are so not exposed to anything. It's a natural genetic makeup of a Jew to be a lineman and to really appreciate Torah mitzvahs. Just, what kind of external things confuse us? That's number one. Number two is,
the fact that after it happened, it's still keeping Shabbos.
No goy would do that. No goy would do that. When there's under, when there's raid, and the stop. My father, when he was a kid, he was a 13-year-old boy. He was in the war camps in Europe in World War II. So because he was a little kid, they had Rachmanis on him. They put him in the kitchen. So there weren't any Jews in the kitchen. There was a Russian communist. And the Russian communist was always talking to God, what do you believe in God? You know, I'm an atheist. Look what God's doing to you and your people. Anyway, my father, as a young boy, he had the shmaya that he didn't want to get involved in these issues. Hashem, Hashem, we didn't ask questions and I'm finished. Anyway, there's one day that a bomb was about to fall on them. They heard it falling and it jumped into a hole, the two of him, my father and this guy together. Suddenly here's a guy praying. Even a girl has that level of neshama that he knows is a God. To shame the Shabbos, I don't expect from him. Anyway, okay. They both stand, the whole building collapsed, and they both survived. So my father tells him afterwards, no, what happened to the atheism? So the guy told him, he said, if you tell anybody what I did, I'm going to kill you. So that's the difference between, one of the differences between the Jew and the God. And the fact, so everybody knows the God. But to keep it afterwards, be healthy, so. So, Yisrael Hashem went on the foxholes, but we also can be mechazik ourselves, feel more the appreciation of all the good things Hashem is doing us, feel more that the challenges Hashem is bringing for us and for Klal Yisrael are not there to torture us, they're for us to bring us closer to one another, closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, if you do so, meet Hashem, we'll bring Nasa throughout HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bring Yeshua to Klal Yisrael.